Would it be the inside wheel or outside wheel to make it drift?
The wheel with the pressure on it, so the inside wheel.
Inside. So yeah. They can send 100% of power, 100% of half the power to that wheel, if that makes
Interesting.
Sense, mm-hmm. to help it slide out.
That's
and
breaking
they do,
my brain a little
they
bit.
They use that, what?
100% of half the power?
Yeah.
So they can send half the power.
So you can split it. Yes.
Okay.
So you can split, they split the power, they split some of the power only to the rear wheels,
okay.
And then you can take all of that power just to the one side.
Gotcha.
So that's
you can put 100% power to one wheel.
But you can only send like 50% of it to the rear.
Gotcha.
So it'd be 100% of that 50%.
Understood.
Wait, so you're just saying 50%. So
yeah.
That's just...
But what I said made sense.
But it sounds cooler to say 100% of the 50%.
Welcome to episode 41 of the Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob.
And I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dad.
Welcome back.
We have Dad back this week, which is super exciting. Happy Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, whatever it is now.
Oh, yeah, that's when this is gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're recording this on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and obviously we're in our bunker, as you can see. Yeah,
we're in hiding.
but to celebrate Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, whatever. Any orders placed this week, we're gonna send free stickers out with. So place your orders, thirdpedalpodcast.com. To celebrate, we have a special unboxing for Tyler.
Hey, unbagging, I guess.
Unbagging. Yes. This is the inconspicuous packaging off the blur addresses. That'll come for orders and stuff. But yeah, just big blurry box. But anyway, Tyler's going to unbag some stuff live on air because his gift came late. But here we are. That would have been catastrophic.
Yeah. All right.
What do we got here?
This is the Third Pedal Podcast. I think this is the hoodie.
Yeah. How is it?
Nice. OG, right? Is that called the OG hoodie?
Yes, the OG hoodie.
ThirdPedalPodcast.com/shop.
What's the logo? Did they just ship one thing? Oh.
In this bag? Oh, yeah, no, there's more stuff in the bag.
Oh, there is. Okay. I was like, wait.
He's panicking for a second.
Yeah.
This is sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, this feels really
nice. I love the hoodies. They're super soft and they're long too. You know, some hoodies are like kind of short.
Yeah. It doesn't shrink in the washer dryer either.
Right. Yeah, the pre-shrunk, is that true? Can we say that?
I don't know. It seems like it's pre-shrunk. It doesn't seem to shrink.
Virtually pre-shrunk. I learned that in marketing, virtually
it's
you can use
anti-shrunk
to negate any other claim that you're making. If you just say virtually first, then they can't hold you to it.
Oh, okay. Well,
virtually pre-shrunk.
We're going to find out, I guess. Well,
don't sue me, bro.
So there's the hoodies available on thirdpedalpodcast.com. Tyler's got our personal favorite product
finally.
Now.
Got that this is my garage shirt.
Excellent. Finally, he had some sass on that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Prime to get dirty.
This is going to be sweet, too, because I have to do the coolant. I got to find a coolant link on my golf right now.
There we go.
So all right.
This is going to be neon pink pretty soon.
There we go. I think there's,
Yep.
This one I'm so excited to see.
Ooh.
Ooh, is this a first
the
ever?
The first one we've seen in. We've got
one of one.
Yeah. The beanie.
All right.
Ooh, dude, this actually is really nice.
Show the people.
Ooh.
Show the people.
Like, yeah,
this
show
looks
the people.
Great.
Show the people.
Do like a weird close crop.
Yeah. Just like a zoom into this.
Can you put it on or will that kill the hair?
It'll kill the hair.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
We'll
next
Photoshop
time. I'll wear it.
Photoshop it on his head.
There we go.
But anyway, happy birthday, Tyler.
Thank you.
But yeah, thirdpedalpodcast.com. If you guys check it out, we have all the beanies, hoodies, all this other stuff on there. But any orders placed this week, you'll get stickers mailed to you as
well. We have stickers on the website now too?
No. They're made by yours truly.
Well, that's what was my question. How are you going to get stickers? Are you going to separately mail them stickers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So they will not come in the same package.
No.
They probably will beat that other package.
They will beat it for sure.
So you get your stickers first, get you all excited, and then you close the ref.
ThirdPedalPodcast.com. Check it out. Happy Cyber Week. We are currently just before our Thanksgiving feast and post food coma. So
yeah, now's the time for you got me thinking about turkey. I lost my train of thought. now's the time for, you know, Christmas is coming up. So this is a great gift, right? Get your friends, get your mom. She wants a Third Pedal Podcast hoodie, super comfy. Our mom, I think every mom does the same, but our mom listens to our podcast. I know your mom probably does too. So
every mom listens to our podcast?
I think so. I think so. So yeah. Speaking of gifts, Nissan has gifted us something very, very special. Have you guys seen this? Nissan 400Z. I would say that's a gift from Nissan to all of us, especially as a former Z owner myself. Have you seen the 400Z?
No.
You haven't seen the new Z?
I have not.
Really?
Okay, we might have to start with that.
Ooh.
Well, they remade the Z, the like 240Z. as like a modern car.
Excellent.
It's so cool.
Okay.
Just high level stuff for anybody else who hasn't seen it. So it's twin turbo V6, standard 400 horsepower. Comes standard manual 6-speed transmission, rear wheel drive, and the styling of it. Let me just look up.
So what is it supposed to be, a GTR killer?
No, it's the like just the remake of the Z car. So like it looks, body line, style, and everything is like the old 240, 280, 260. Yep. That's a concept one. This is like what it actually looks like though.
Yeah, look, they get captured the style of the
teardrop
back end. The
back end,
everything's kind of like muted. Yeah. You know, because it's all like very, there's not a lot of extra lines that don't need, even this like fake brick duct thing. Just
they even got the character of like, it doesn't have the circle lights anymore, so, but it kind of has the same feel.
That's cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they made it better already. That's the gift. So they've got, this is the ZGT4 race car. So they just announced this at SEMA. So it's slightly increased in horsepower, 450 horsepower. They just added 50 horsepower. It's like intake, light tune stuff, exhaust, stuff like that. Looks crazy.
Really?
Looks, I'm sorry, you can't see my screen from all the way over there. I'm just going to do a little tilt-a-whirl for you.
There you go.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
So it's got track,
the backlights are
track
so cool
setup. For, I mean, it's track ready. So it's a real GT4 car. It's going to be competing. Let's see. So it's Nismo tuned. Yeah, they've got, here you can see a little more to the.
Ooh, it comes caged?
Yep. There's the engine bay.
Coolers.
Dude, that engine looks like it's like cage. It looks like it's like an aftermarket interior.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So with the silicone, totally like, stripped hose things.
Look at dash. That. Like it's literally just like, so it's legitimate track car. And you can buy that's this. Now, awesome. Unfortunately, it's not street legal. So you can't buy and drive it, but it's also $230,000.
So we'll put that in the same category.
Well, do I want the Nismo or should I get the performance back?
So like, if you don't care about street legal, you can get this or the Elantra N that we looked at a couple weeks ago. Those are both in the same.
Good foreshadow.
Elantra N.
So yeah.
We have a story to tell you.
we'll get to that.
Sorry.
So the ZGT4, so it's a legitimate race car.
That's awesome.
Built out of the Z. Looks awesome. I think it's really going to help the Z take off too. Like the, cause it's hard introducing a new car, right? Mm-hmm. Like a new or rebringing back a car like Supra and stuff like that. So they'll get to put it out. It's going to be racing in amateur and pro real track events.
That's awesome.
GT Cup type of stuff. So I think that's going to help.
That's
with
really
performance
cool.
modifications and popularity and like all the other
well,
really
it's
cool stuff.
It's like from factory, it looks incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
wait to see what people do it. Like it can only go up.
There's some kits already. Yeah. I think Tyler Hunt, I think Hunt Designs, I think he's got a kit for it already, I want to say.
Cool.
There's some cool stuff.
That's
some
awesome.
Cool stuff coming. I don't know if that's coming through the mics.
I don't think it will. These are pretty tight. Is there a price tag associated? Because we looked at that Civic, the factory race car Civic.
Did you not hear me mention the price?
No, I don't think you said it yet.
I did.
Oh, it's a lot.
$230,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
a little different than the Civic.
Yeah, a little different. Yeah. That's what I was going to have. I'm like, I wonder if it's... No, it's not
in the same ballpark. No.
It's a little more power than... The side note of that, too, is so it has 50 more horsepower than a normal one.
Yeah.
So they're 400. Their Nissan 400Z has 400 horsepower.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Nice.
I think the 350 and the 370 follow that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that there's no way the 350 had 350.
Oh, you're going to call me on it, aren't you?
Yeah, I have to. There's no shot.
Google.
Yeah, I think it was probably like mid twos.
Was Wasn't that even it? Turboed?
No. 313.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a V6.
Yeah, okay. But it's a V6.
It's a 3.5 liter V6.
I guess.
Oh, okay.
From Nissan.
Yeah, that's easy.
So then look up the 370.
Yep.
$332 to $350. I don't know why there's a difference.
Hmm.
Weird. It's
probably up.
Oh, like the Nismo
just
the
one? Year range. No, yeah.
Weird.
332.
Well, now you
so
know.
Nissan,
that was only out for a few years, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Up there with the.
Missed opportunity.
But they didn't do. I mean, I had a 280 and that thing had 80 horsepower. So they didn't exactly follow
that
trend.
What did you say the 350 had?
313.
Oh, yeah. Well, a Nissan 313Z doesn't really have the same ring.
True.
To it, so.
Right.
They probably.
It's a 3.5. It's a 3.5. That's why it's 350 because the 3.5 liter.
That makes
V6.
A lot more
okay,
sense.
You know what's irritating about that?
But the Nissan 400 is not a 4 liter, right?
No, it's a
say your thing. What's really irritating?
What's irritating is that used to be BMW's thing.
Oh, dude.
And then they just, right. I don't know what happened, but they just completely lost it entirely.
No, it's smaller.
Yeah,
it's a 3 liter.
Yeah, not a 3 liter.
3 liter? 3 liter in the 400Z. 3 liter twin turbo, though. Mm-hmm. So a smaller engine,
I prefer that.
Smaller displacement.
Way more.
Yep. With more
higher pressure. RPM.
Yep.
Higher RPM, yeah.
Interesting.
That's sweet, well, though. That's cool. Thing's got to sound awesome.
It probably sounds like a GTR.
Yeah. I
mean, 100%.
We listened to the... Nope. What am I thinking of? Well, we did the car exhaust quiz.
Exhaust quiz, yeah.
With the everybody guessed GTR right away, yeah. Except yeah, for yeah. us. So it'll probably, I'm guessing it's going to sound like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hopefully. Well, aren't they discontinuing the GTR?
And it's manual though, so you get the nice, like,
yeah,
the little, the it's time like in between car. Shifts, you get the pops, mm-hmm. you yeah. get like the blow off valve sounds.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it is the driver's
it
car.
It looked
yeah.
like the GT4, did you say it was? It looked like that one wasn't manual.
Mm, you're probably right.
That one looked like it probably had the dual clutch.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right. It's paddle shifted.
Yeah. Which makes yeah. sense for $230,000. If you know, if it's
does
an
it
actual, yeah, if it's right. an actual track yeah. car, 100%.
If you want to win races,
yeah, that's all that thing was built for.
Oh, you know, throw it down against stick shift.
Hey,
now?
Can I? Let me just.
Okay, two guys who don't have manual cars in this podcast.
Hey, you're right. You're right. But one more, just since we're talking about automatic and manual. So, Volkswagen also debuted a pretty cool car at SEMA. You're looking at me like this is going to be a joke. It's not.
No,
it's a cool
no,
car.
I'm excited because.
Like, me?
Yeah, for a while.
So we all have known and loved the Jetta GLI.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day, mm-hmm. like the early 2000s ones, they yeah. had the cool cloth
you had
car.
GLI, didn't you?
No.
Really?
Yours was a VR6.
Yeah, mine was a VR6.
Oh,
but it
wasn't
was,
GLI though? Like GLS or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the GLI had the cloth Recaros, the mm-hmm. flat bottom steering wheel, like yeah. it, just cooler styling. Yep. The I think they're only 18s, but they look like huge.
Yeah.
Like cool
yeah.
wheels yeah. and everything. So the GLI, they've still made it. It's still like their performance model of the Jetta, but it hasn't really been super special. So they tested out a GLI performance concept at SEMA this year. Ooh. So it's slightly tuned up. It's 350 horsepower. It's
wow.
tuned by Redline.
Wow.
It's got Recaro bucket seats, a 6-speed manual transmission
sweet.
With a stronger clutch. So pretty cool stuff.
Is it still front wheel drive?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So this is a little bit more focused on like a... It's like the GTI's.
Is it like a consumer?
Sort of
it
thing?
Seems like it's probably a Civic.
So it's a concept
like a
right now. Mm. They are not putting it into production. I mean, they still sell the GLI.
Yeah.
So you can like look at it's not from the factory. It's not a different engine.
Mm.
So you can make this pretty easily mm. with the Recaro
oh.
seats and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's mostly styling, but look at the Recaros. They're
ooh,
just so sweet
nice.
Looking.
Oh, like yeah. legit, like
oh,
fixed back
actual.
Yeah, they're the pole
wow.
positions, pole yeah. position Recaros. And
is it just is it still the same? Whatever they're at, Mark 8 exterior?
Yes.
Okay.
If this is
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
Mark 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so cool style. I don't know why this isn't showing me the... Sorry, I thought this was the one that was showing me all the photos. There's one that... Oh, come on.
I feel like... I don't know.
Here we go.
This might make
you
some
can see
people...
the wrap here.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So it's got some exterior styling stuff too.
I like the wheels.
They've got...
The new like, turbo fans? Those are sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. They've increased cooling... Like or decreased cooling. I don't know. It front mount intercooler.
Made
oil
cooling
cooler.
More efficient.
Yeah. Cooling efficiency. They did this stuff on the rear bumper to pull heat away from the brakes on both sides mm-hmm. or front and back.
And so they got the cool. vacuum ducts there on the behind.
Yeah. They did some stuff to it. So yeah, it's not a production vehicle that they're making right now. It's just sort of a concept just to, I think it's more to push some of the Volkswagen stuff into the performance.
Yeah.
Category.
Performance
more
less like kinda, stance and slamming and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of cool. It's sort of funny too. Like a lot of these brands are like committing to only electric and all this other stuff. And then everyone goes to SEMA and is like, hey, look at our
yeah.
new tune thing.
yeah.
Right.
It's encouraging. It's kind of cool though. That's interesting to have that with 350 horsepower. That's a lot of horsepower in a.
It's got to be a fun car to drive.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
yeah. It's actually the same base. If I believe if this is correct, I believe it's the same base engine as my S3. It's the EA 888.
Oh.
I think mine's the EA 888R.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mine comes standard with 292 something horsepower,
yeah.
and this one comes standard with 228 horsepower.
Oh.
So they've increased it quite a bit.
That's
right?
a lot.
Up to 350.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So, yeah, they've definitely juiced it up quite a bit. But yeah, it's
very
a
cool.
it's a nice strong engine.
I wonder what that would
car.
Feel like.
Any engine compartment shots?
I just don't
no.
feel like
no.
front wheel drive would
keep that in wraps.
More, yeah, yeah, right.
I feel like it just being front wheel drive would
you
be
only
a little
have to
strange.
Do this stuff on
yeah.
paper.
Like nearing 400 horsepower to just the front wheels.
Yeah,
is kind of. Weird
Civic territory.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It would be a good Civic competitor. I was gonna say that you just make it all-wheel drive.
Yeah,
but then you're basically just driving an S4.
Well,
if you think about
no,
it,
no, you'd be competing. Yeah. It's the same size as the S3. So,
oh,
you,
so
they couldn't really do an
a,
all-wheel drive one because
yeah,
they don't make
would
the S3,
be S3
manual.
Yeah,
so it would be like a manual
ooh.
S3. That would be cooler.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's fair.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like
it'd be really sweet. Yeah. They'd be shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. I just feel like any car. I don't really have a lot of experience because I haven't driven almost any cars that are just front wheel drive with like a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like front wheel drive with over 300 would feel kind of strange. Because I've driven, like, we've been in, like your Impreza is over, it's an Impreza, right?
WRX.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, so you're, but that has over 300, right?
Yeah. I mean, it should. It's also old, so who knows?
Well, yeah, but, like, those cars feel awesome, though, because they're all-wheel drive, so it feels like they have tons of control.
Yeah.
I feel like just the front wheels with over 300 would feel kind of strange.
Interesting because it probably in the straight line would feel the same, especially with the new like traction control type setup stuff where it limits power until it's got full grip. Like it probably would feel pretty normal. You probably would notice some understeer stuff. I bet it would feel very similar to any like Audi.
It'd probably be more aggressive though, because at least Audis have like
you'd feel more aggressive understeer, I think.
Yeah,
because it's only the front wheels pulling you and pushing you.
Yeah,
but that's the stereotype of Audis too.
Yeah,
that's how they feel.
Yeah,
super understeer. Did you know it? Yeah. Sorry, we're gonna sidebar a little bit with the 2023 RS3. Do you know what they did to counteract the understeer stuff to make it perform better?
What?
They have a staggered set for the wheels, so wider wheels in the front.
Oh, weird.
To increase the grip up front, and then with the new Holdex controller stuff, you know, they have like drift mode where it can send 50% of the power to 100% of one of the rear wheels.
Yeah.
Would it be the inside wheel or outside wheel to make it drift?
The wheel with the pressure on it. So the inside wheel.
Inside. So they can send 100% of power, 100% of half the power to that wheel, if that makes sense. To help it slide out. Use that. What?
100% of half the power?
Yeah.
So they can send half the power.
So you can split it. Yes.
Okay.
So you can split. They split some of the power only to the rear wheels, and then you can take all of that power just to the one side.
Gotcha.
So that's
you can put 100% power to one wheel,
but you can only send like 50% of it to the rear.
Gotcha.
So it'd be 100% of that 50%.
Understood.
Wait, so you're just saying 50%. So that's just.
But what I said made sense.
But it sounds cooler to say 100% of 50%.
So does it?
All of whatever they're sending is going there.
It uses that Holdex controller stuff.
Yeah.
And selective braking while you're doing hard corners to like limit the understeer.
Wow. That's interesting.
And make
that's
it wild. Perform less like nose heavy.
They've been doing the weird. My old S6 used to have, so they had like locking diffs in the early S4s.
Yep.
And in the S6, they got rid of it and they used the ABS system. So if one of your wheels started slipping, that was like your limited slip, is it would just like crank the brake on that side, which sounds horrible for brakes.
Right, right.
But yeah, that was their solution. So that's interesting that that's like,
now it's all computerized and faster.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like, cool that they're doing a staggered setup, like bias to the front, though. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's them they're being like, I don't care if it looks cool. We just want it to be sweet.
Right.
We don't have to work.
They're trying hard to not make it feel like that. I've never really noticed it. Not that I guess I haven't really taken any track day type of stuff in mind, but I've never felt like understeery. It's always felt like has always felt like the nose is tipping a little bit and the back's gonna come out. That's how it always feels around hard corners. Feels like that front corner is really like digging in
and
the back's coming out. But I do have a different suspension and wheel setup than stock.
Well, and that's the thing though, isn't it? Like I thought with all-wheel drive cars they do both, but like on an Audi specifically, like coming out of a corner you feel understeer really bad, like as soon as you get on the throttle because it lifts the front
actually
end up. So I think it's kind of like a mix, isn't it?
If it gets squirrely.
Yeah,
that's usually what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm coming out of a turn and hitting it. That's when I get the little light
on the track,
the little squirrely lines.
Yeah, like, that's right. Yeah. On the track.
On the track. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why they don't. I mean, with the offset, that's interesting. The offset to the front being wider.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think why that would mess up like the differentials and stuff?
Not necessarily. It just makes me curious why they don't play with a dynamic camber or caster or something instead.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's that too.
Yeah,
there's multiple.
It is weird though.
How funny it would be if their engineers are here and they're just like, "Oh, we never thought of that."
For real?
It's like break that tunnel.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds like a lot of cool new cars coming.
Yeah, there's. I have more. Should I take over the soul episode?
No. No, real quick, because you brought up the drift mode on it.
Yeah.
And I had an interesting update to a certain car that we looked at with the track mode. I cannot wait for you to hear this story because you're going to think it's hilarious.
Okay.
So a couple weeks back, we covered there's this, the new Elantra N, the Hyundai Elantra N. They're like debuting their whole, they're building their whole end division of like racing stuff. And so they have like different modes on it. So there's like an end mode and then a race mode or whatever.
Okay.
So some dude got pulled over. I forget where it was, in California, Zach. Mm-hmm. You're the one who told us about this.
Yeah, this is in California.
So,
sorry.
So California, he gets pulled over and told that his exhaust is too loud. The cop comes up. I have the footage. We can play the whole tape or whatever when he gets pulled over.
Yeah, so he goes over to him. Yeah. And he says, "You're making too much noise."
No, no, no. He says, "Is your car in track mode?"
Yes.
And the kid's like, yeah. And then he's like, "Well, it's illegal to drive on the street in track mode." He's like, "This thing's obviously modified." And he's like, "Well, you can look under the hood. Like, it's not." And then, so anyway, they have this whole exchange. And so where we checked in last time was basically like the kid's just stuck, like told the car can't be, mm-hmm. like can't be registered now. And yeah, but what are you gonna do? So like you have to go get a fix it thing, but there's nothing to fix.
So the dealer writes a note,
yeah,
basically that says this car is stock, it's been unmodified. He takes that to California inspection agency. They said this doesn't show that it's been fixed.
Yep.
So you have to go back and get it fixed.
No kidding.
Because you have to remove your track mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they kept going back and forth. And then their suggestion was just to sue Hyundai.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess you gotta sue Hyundai. Yeah. Like, what are they gonna do? Like, just let's trade it out for like the base model.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the end. Right.
So let me play real quick. We'll just listen to because the dialogue between these two, like nothing like knocking the kid for, like he said, track mode doesn't have track mode. It has like,
well, he's a dumb kid. I mean, you know, like he got, I don't know if he's a dumb kid. He might be an adult, but he just got this, like this car is like an entry level cool car.
He bought an Elantra. It's not like he drove around an Aventador spitting flakes.
You're saying Elantra and performance mode in the same sentence, and I'm still,
I know,
trying to resolve that.
I know.
Yeah.
So it has pops and bangs from stock.
Yeah.
And you put it in sport mode.
Well, you can hear
pops and bangs. You can hear loud exhaust. Like,
yeah, when he's driving, you can hear it drive a little.
We'll get to it.
But, and like, so nothing knocking him, nothing knocking the cop. They're all just doing what they think they're supposed to. But it's like this really weird, like, obviously California thing of like, now they're stuck in the middle of like, go fix a ticket, your car that's not fixed or whatever.
Very California.
So yeah, if we get into.
Oh yeah, you hear it like pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Pop.
Which these things sound sweet now.
Yeah, they sound pretty awesome.
A little 2-liter four cylinder.
Great song.
Yeah. We're getting pulled down for having that song playing.
I'd be muted. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
So we skip on
the. Hey guys, I'm under. Hey officer, how you doing?
Doing okay. Beep his name.
Hey, what year is this vehicle?
22.
Why is it backfiring?
It's
making noise.
I know, it's how it comes stock.
Really?
Yeah, you can check under the hood if you'd like.
Oh no, I'll just send you to the state rep, and what they'll do is send you back to the factory to have whatever. Is it in track mode?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what they're gonna do here, let me have your license. So what happens, I send you to the state rep. All right, state rep, we're here in California. They're gonna suspend your registration.
Okay.
You can't drive the car, you gotta go take it to the state rep. They're gonna look at it, they're gonna send you back to the dealer. The dealer has to remove the track ops that you have to pay for. It's about $4,000. Once that's been done, you go back to the state rep to verify all the track modes have been removed. You cannot drive this on the road with the track mode.
Oh, I can?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, you won't be able to anymore. You've just lost this. You're going to spend about $7,000 on this car right now. Go ahead and get me the registration. I don't need to look under the hood.
Okay.
You can't track rally mode or illegal on the road.
Kidding.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, it's your money, not mine.
Ford Focus drivers everywhere.
What,
like,
why is
rally
this,
mode?
Why is this cop?
He's so, this just made his day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
What is going on?
And he must have been having a horrible day before this.
With the prices,
no,
where the price come? You're gonna spend about $7,000 on this car.
Why
today,
is he
buddy?
So excited about it?
No, he can't drive this anymore.
I know. Yeah. And the kid's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." Like, I think he thought he was just getting a warning, and then he's like, "No, your license is suspended. You're gonna go get a fix the thing."
I was thinking, kudos for the officer for knowing there's track mode. And
I know. Yeah, right. But then don't do him dirty like that.
Right.
So basically, it just kind of goes from there. He just says that, like, "Well, you can't. It's illegal to drive on the road now. You're going to have to go get it."
Did
he have to leave the car, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Did he get towed then?
I don't know.
Like,
does it look like they...
Like, no, you can't drive from here?
It just ends before. I'm not sure. But,
okay.
So, there, like, the update on this, there is no real... like, he's reached out to Hyundai about it, and they're kind of like, they're not helping him with it.
Sorry,
it's
bro.
Just, yeah, whatever. So, basically, in this, later on, too, the cop is saying, like, well, you should sue your dealership because your dealership is responsible for telling you that this comes with the track mode you can't use on the road. And so, you should just sue them.
I don't think that's how
that
works,
though.
So, you
have to fix the car, get it deprogrammed, or whatever they're going to, whatever they would even do, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So, you'd have to do that and then just sue the dealer for all the costs for that.
I mean, I'm feeling a dumb question here. Like, why not just not drive it on the road in track mode?
Well, now his license is suspended.
Or is it because you can't?
Yeah, he can't drive it.
Now the car's stuck. So if he went and bought a new one, I guess he'd be fine.
Yeah.
But like, he's stuck now because until he gets a note saying it's been removed, the thing that can't be removed,
Hey, Hyundai dealers of California, help a brother out.
Yeah.
Give him a note that it's been fixed.
Give him a note from the doctor.
So you guys do with weed all the time.
Saying, that's what he's saying, which is absurd. Like, it's the dealer's responsibility to tell you that a track mode is illegal on the street. This wasn't, and that's the funny thing. He wasn't even in N mode. He was just in sport. He wasn't even in the loud mode.
This isn't even my final form.
So yeah. So anyway. So he's his option now that he's like he's come out and said or whatever is like he might just have to sell the car at like a big loss or whatever. I'm just like get rid of the thing and then work something
crazy.
Else. I don't know why it would be at a loss necessarily. That's what he was saying.
Right. You just have to sell it to somebody in a different state.
Sell it to a state that doesn't care.
Or even someone in the same state because it's just I don't know.
Well, it's tied to the VIN. I'm sure the VIN.
Right.
I'm sure because the registration. So they won't register this car with this VIN anymore. It's similar to like if you buy a car with a rebuilt title. Some states will allow you to register it. Some won't.
Like if I failed an emissions test on my car, that wouldn't follow the VIN, would it? I thought that just stuck with me.
No,
it's to the plate.
It's to the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So this car is just like black label. So this is just a track use only car now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently. In California, anyway.
Right, in California.
Yeah. I still can't get over... I'm curious what you think on this, because I said this last time we talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't get how, like, he gets this, but then, like 911s, Ferraris, Aventadors can just roam the streets in California, and there's no problems.
Well, they run into problems, too.
I was going to say there are.
But, well, no, they can't run into problems the same level that this is, because they're unregistering the car. They're like, hey, you can't drive this. So, like...
I'm sure that happens. I'm sure that happens, too. But I think with a lot of those, it's...
They just pay?
Probably.
Well, that
or they go remodify it or something.
I think a lot of people who have, if somebody has a stupid modifying car, they probably don't register it in LA. Like they probably have like
Montana LLC type of deal.
Exactly.
Right.
Something like that. So it's not
that's smart. Yeah.
Those rules.
Yeah.
And then they just pay whatever legal fee to settle that on the side of it.
Yeah. You get pulled over. Like, I don't even live here. Like, see the plate officer.
Like the daily driven exotic guys all the time.
Yeah.
They're always getting ripped off.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, so that's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's sad. I hope that Hyundai steps in and does something to like help them out.
What
but
do
I don't
do,
know
though,
what you do. Because
it's just, it's the Hyundai is probably thinking the same thing of like, this isn't our, like, you guys are wrong.
Yeah.
Like the state.
Right.
Like you're the one screwing this guy.
Right.
He should sue
like,
the state.
49 other states. This is fine. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, California's always been an issue with
more
stringent emissions and, you know, cars being modified just for California. That's been a problem for dealer, you know, car makers all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So of all the cars, the Hyundai, in a weird way, the N division must be like,
their
Elantra N comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, it's an Elantra.
Conspiracy. This is a Elantra N engineer. This is like a fake
this
story.
This is a marketing campaign.
And like he did modify it to be super loud. So he like make sure to get pulled over and really get the cop mad.
Hey, there you go. It worked. They're on
the
air.
The cops
now.
Paid off by Hyundai
actually,
as well.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback off that. Okay. That's what's going on, but he didn't think it was going to go as far as the cop was just going to deregister.
Yeah.
Oh, he was just hoping to get a ticket for it being too loud.
Yeah, that's why he was so chill. It's going to be cool marketing. Oh, I got a ticket for my
Hyundai.
You
want to look under the hood?
Yeah. Deep down, he's like, And then the cops pulled over, and the cops are like, you can't drive the car anymore. And he's like, wait, what?
And then he's like, what are you talking about? I can't drive. He's like,
they're driving this thing for at least a few years. It'll cost you $4,000 to $7,000 immediately.
I don't know his math too, because he was like, this is gonna cost you at least $3,000, and then you're gonna go to the dealer, and then $7,000 later you're gonna
like what is happening?
Yeah, like what?
Multiplying quickly.
It sounds like someone who doesn't know a whole lot about cars. Like every time I take it to the dealership, it's like $3,000. They're just killing him with oil changes for like $3,000 every time. These cars are really expensive. We need to electrify now.
that's a real conspiracy there.
Okay, right. This is what the thing looks like. So this is the thing this is the dangerous illegal car to drive in California because it's forbidden track mode.
I mean, they look great.
They do look really
good. Yeah, they look awesome
for a Hyundai.
Yeah.
So speaking of legislators, so this is good legislation, bad legislation.
Not to get political, but
no. So this one's interesting because we've talked about this before, and then there's now this update. So I'm going to read the title: New Jersey legislators want to put an end to in-car subscriptions.
Oh, yes. I like it.
So
they're
trying to pass a bill that basically says like if a car comes equipped with something, you're not allowed to charge people to use it. So if it comes with the if it comes with the thing in it, you're not allowed to. So it's like BMW, Audi, all these companies. So
good.
Yeah.
Because it's the stupidest thing that company's implemented.
Yeah.
It is the most money hungry thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to give me a Beamer with heated seats and pay me 30. You're going to charge me $30 a month to use the heated seats.
Yeah. Well, and even like the one that we found this on originally was there was an Audi and somebody had clicked. It had the sync button. They ordered the most basic version and it had the sync button for the climate control. And when they pressed it, it was like, this feature's not been purchased. Please visit your Audi dealership,
whatever.
And they found out they actually had the multi-zone like AC unit because they outfitted every car with that, but they just didn't enable it. So it's just whatever. So it's even like big like heater core parts and all this other thing that's just off.
Because it's cheaper for them as a factory to only make one.
Right.
But then they don't want to not be able to capitalize on the higher trim models.
Right.
But they can't sell everything at the higher trim model.
Right.
So it's kind of it like as a on a business side, it makes sense. Film. Logistics? Well, the logistics?
I didn't say that.
what did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said nothing.
Rewind the thing.
This is recording.
Oops.
Like on a business side, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Logistically that way. Because they can say, hey, we make the same cheeseburger every time. Right? It's like McDonald's. Like, just make the same thing every single time.
Yeah.
And then logistically, it's not like, oh, shoot, this was supposed to go here and go there, whatever. And then they don't have to necessarily... Well, then they can price them up at the dealership.
Right.
They can say, they can just go into the computer
and select.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. Weird.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's
how easy would it be to tune? I mean,
well, that was an article, cars, remember?
Like to get higher horsepower and stuff without adding hardware.
Right.
They already have the hardware added. How hard would it be to just.
Well, I can't imagine like we have
APR and get your heated seats or whatever.
Well, like I have VCDS. Like I just added the heated steering wheel to my Audi, and it was just you put the module in, and then you just had to go in and change the long coating. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if like there's a way. Like I wonder if you had Badcom or whatever, you could go into the Audi at least and like enable that.
It's kind of like LimeWire back in the day. Like you could get the free music, but you're gonna risk killing your computer forever. Yeah. You could do it.
Good comparison.
Yeah, like, you could get your heated steering wheel if that's what you really want.
Yeah, yeah.
But your headlights might not turn out tomorrow.
It's like I can't steer to the left anymore, but my steering wheel feels great.
But it's very warm every right turn.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, thought that was interesting. They're like actually fighting back against it, and it's gonna bring. It's gonna be weird because like there's also.
Is
like
being lost.
Like yeah, my, oh yeah, we'll tighten it back on. Here, I gotcha. I'll hold this part.
Keep going.
Well, maybe that's our sign that we need to wrap up this week's episode if all of our mics are falling down.
That's all right.
We're just gonna cut this part out while we fix it.
Keep it in.
Like we don't cut anything.
Except for mufflers.
Third pedal podcast.
Except for mufflers.
Oh, yeah. We don't do that, though.
No, we've never done that. Only on track cars that are specifically for track or Mexico use.
track.
Both.
So before we close out the episode, we good Beamer, bad Beamer all the time.
Oh,
we're always ripping on BMW.
Is that why we're in hiding in this bomb shelter?
It is.
Yeah. They're coming after us.
BMW's coming for us.
Right.
We always have a lot of bad to say about BMW, but Dad's got a good thing to say about BMW.
Oh, yeah.
You have a new car since the last time you were on.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us about it because you're repping it. You've got the M hat on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Risky territory.
I'm excited. You know, got a new track car this summer.
Yeah.
2006 Z4 M Roadster.
Z4.
And so I'm pretty excited about that.
Ask super quick.
Because
you've said that so many times that every time as like a diehard Beamer guy, I'm like, wait, have I been saying this wrong this whole time? Yes. Is it does the BMW community say Z4 or is this your airplane side?
It's probably a little bit of both, but I found that, you know, getting back in the BMW club, sports car club and everything and SCCA, that I find a lot of them do say Z4.
It's way cooler.
And it's kind of the Euro thing.
Way cooler.
You know, the Euros, like our, you know, buddy of mine over in the UK, he's like, oh, you got a Z4. That's awesome. You know, and so, I mean, he just automatically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And it wasn't hard to go there since I do all that kind of stuff with pilot acronyms and things. So,
cool. Okay. Right. I just was curious because I've always said Z4 and I heard you say Z4 and I'm like, I really hope I've been saying it wrong this whole time because I want to say Z4 now.
Right.
Now you can.
No, it's great. And the best part unlocked. Of all. One of the best parts of all is mom loves it. So,
which has been so funny because
it has
to a weird extent always. Yeah. She's like,
we went to a CAD event that was at SolidWorks up in Germantown. And then they had a car show at the same time.
Yeah.
That's where the other car mod car company was there. And so, you know, it's very first car show. And,
yeah.
anyway, she's seeing, you know, this Jag with black rims and this car with this. And she's like, we need black rims on the
That's awesome.
So
she's like so into it. It's awesome.
It's very funny.
You pull a picture, right? Funny. There it is.
Oh, yeah. There's one of the pictures. Yep. So, yeah, and I'm going to do that.
So cool.
I'm going to do a little subtle things to it. This this winter, I just want to play with the suspension, put some coilovers and adjustables on it. And then the exhaust, just a mild.
Yeah.
You know, I found out the Magnaflow does make they partnered with, I can't remember who it is.
No, that's fine.
That one of the Euro exhausts, and they actually make the mufflers for this high flow, deep tone exhaust. And hoping it's not going to be too, you know, annoying with some drone, but it supposedly is not.
Yeah.
So we'll find out, but I'll do that little mod too. And then I just want to go drive it and feel it and learn it. And, excited to get on the track again.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Man. We got to get to some track events next year.
Yep.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm ready. Like I've got everything set
for, sure.
for mine.
Yep.
You bet.
I got a good ways to go on mine, but
we'll get there.
Do you guys want to help me swap the V8 from the truck into the Golf?
Dude, that would be sick. Would it be the worst thing to do? The Golf wouldn't be the worst thing to take. It's auto, right?
Yeah.
That's a little tough.
Dude, it's a four speed.
82 horsepower and automatic.
I literally I'm in fourth gear at 30.
Yeah. It would still be fun though.
It would be really fun.
Yeah. I think unironically, I think the Jetta would be more fun.
Yeah, the wagon.
Yeah. I think the wagon would be more fun.
Does your Golf have independent rear suspension?
Yes.
Your Jetta does. It does?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. Your Jetta would be fun. Or your Golf would be fun.
It could be fun. It's just so slow.
Yeah.
It's still like, it's enough that like there's a difference if I turn the AC off. I can feel a difference when I turn the AC off.
Bad. That's
You're
bad.
Like, yeah. I didn't realize it until the other day. I was like, oh, it's kind of cold. So I literally just clicked it all the way off and I felt the car go a little bit. And I was like,
that's
funny. Okay.
Well, it does. You got your 10 horsepower back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like takes some out.
It's like the pass button that like IndyCars and stuff have, like the boost or whatever. It's just like, hold on.
Fold the mirrors in for just a little bit more aerodynamic. And
there you go. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
But anyway, well, I'm excited. I'm glad you have a sports car again.
Me too.
It's very cool. Yeah. It's going to be cool next year to get all of them, just all of them out at Road America or do some more car.
We all got the cool black imports too.
Yeah, that's true.
Tyler's excluded.
Tyler's like, cool, I'm just going to go upstairs now.
Anyway, we'll have every different variety because we'll have the Audi, the BMW, the Subaru, and whatever you drive next year. Sorry.
Whatever he gets.
Look at you're even the only one not wearing black.
We didn't even plan that. Gonna go.
I guess I'll see myself out.
No, but you do. Yeah. You have changed cars as often, at least, as all of us. I've probably changed cars one of the least.
Yeah, the last year was.
You've probably been, I mean, you're obviously most dead. But of the brothers, you're we'll probably the list, most of us, I think.
Am I now?
Yeah.
I've changed cars.
I think for sure.
You're don't say them all because then people can guess your bank passwords and stuff. You know, that whole scam. But
I
don't know. You've been at least a dozen.
It's true. I mean, at least in the last, it's been weird in the last year. Like I found two titles in my house and I was like,
you forgot you owned them?
Yeah. Like I just I forgot that the motorcycle was a thing. And then like the Audi title I found downstairs and I was like, I should keep track of that. Like I used to be way more on top of it, but it's been like this last year has been changed. A lot of different vehicles.
Yeah.
Hopefully, well, so we didn't start talking about it, but the Audi might not be in my life much longer after this project.
Next episode, let's dive in.
Yeah, we'll dive
in. But you very well might have a different car by next summer.
Yeah, according to my track record, I'll have two.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, we'll hope you stay on track.
Yeah. I want to get rid of the
cheap
Jetta M3. Next, though.
Found that cheap M3 in town. That might be fun.
Which one?
We didn't show them that yet.
Oh,
yeah.
I found a white M3 coupe for $6,000.
Wait, I did see this. I saw this. Mm-hmm. It's really rough.
We can go check it out today.
He's available.
Go trade the Golf for it.
Tear the interior out, put a cage in it, and go for it.
Yeah, perfect. Because the interior is terrible. It's real bad.
That could be a good project for us.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, no, I want to get rid of the Jetta. Although I'll probably get rid of the Jetta just to get another Jetta. I just get like the 1 year newer.
Get a GLI.
Why would you do that?
Mine's just getting higher in miles and like rough.
Wait, you're talking about the red one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll probably get rid of that. And then I want to get rid of the Golf eventually. Mm. And I probably want to get an E36 next. Because I've now owned an E30, E46, and an E90.
Oh,
so I need to get the E36 and then I can get to the F30 or the F80, I mean.
Yeah.
So
E36 would be cool. Those have grown like very cool to me.
I want the 318. I want the 318 Ti.
Yeah.
It's that weird. It's there. Have you ever seen that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a weird hatchback.
Like, yeah.
It's a hatchback thing.
Like this much of a trunk on the back.
It's like
a,
that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for.
The guy at the Audi dealer, actually, when I brought my Q7 in, his dad is like huge into like BMWs. He's been building E30s and stuff for years, but he just got a 318 Ti.
Really?
Do you know they made a 318 Ti M Sport?
No way.
No, you want to know what hurts?
What?
I forgot I looked at this car, but when I was looking at buying my E30, I said no to an E36. It was an E36 318 Ti M3 swapped, wide bodied, lowered. Like,
why?
It was like an M3 318 Ti for $5,000.
Whoa.
And I literally picked the E30 over it.
Wow.
More. Did you fall that day?
You picked the E30 over it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I mean the E30 was $600.
Yeah, well,
so I was like, oh, $5,000 or $600.
Oh. I thought for some reason you were saying still this was like a trade for one of the cars.
Oh, so no. I would have never done that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
But it was sweet. Like it was like a little, like had just like little fender flares. Yeah. But yeah, the whole M3 engine swap, transmission, everything. It looked sick. Awesome.
Hey, I think our turkey's ready.
You think our turkey's ready?
I mean, it's that time.
I think. Yeah. I think we're all gonna end up with BMWs by next year. That's what it's sounding like. He's gonna get a Beamer.
That'd be perfect.
I guess it's an art. You have a BMW engine in your garage.
Yeah. I do.
So
I'll find something to put that in.
Dude, should we twin turbo BMW swap?
Actually,
the truck?
I might need it for a side table for my office now that I'm doing car theme stuff.
Don't that's cool.
I'll just strip it down. Chrome it.
Thank you guys for joining us this week. Happy Cyber Week. Go to thirdpedalpodcast.com. Remember, anything you order, we'll send stickers along with it in a different package, but you'll get stickers.
If you don't get stickers, please send us a message.
Yes.
Because logistically, they're not coming from the same place.
But anyway, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for watching.
Peace.